Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Yo, the Wolf of Wall Street was not Leonardo DiCaprio. It was Teresa.
She was sitting in that bathtub with bubbles like Margot Robbie just telling you how to do it. Oh, wait, that's the wrong movie. No. No, that what is the right movie. Wasn't Margot Robbie in Wolf of Wall Street? Yeah.
It's been so long since. She was Jordan. She was the stock trader.
She was both. I'm combining the Wolf of Wall Street and also.
Please don't waylay me. I had a point.
She was in both of them. Sorry. Go ahead. The other movie where the Brad Pitt about the real estate crash. The Short Circuit.
That's. The Big Short. That was also about the stock market.
And Margot Robbie was in that too.
Your facts. You're playing hard and loose with the facts.
That's what they called you in college.
Hard and loose.
It goes hard and loose.
Teresa is probably responsible for GameStop.
I bet she is. I just read in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, there was like this 25, their stocks are going crazy right now. So she's living her best life.
Again, very informed.
Very.
Stocks are.
I saw the heading.
I just bought a stock, and the next day I bought a stock, and the next day I was a day trader.
Sounds like a scam. That's all I need to say.
No, it's a legitimate job. We probably have sissies that are traders.
No, I know they do. I'm saying that her road to becoming a day trader.
Well,
I was a homemaker, and then it feels like she's playing like she's more naive than she is. That's what I'm saying.
Well. You never know.
I can just see Teresa now taking Quaalude after Quaalude in that and just calling people saying, hey, want to buy a stock?
Want to buy a stock? I'm calling it now, y'all. Gary ain't picking Teresa. When you're exciting and you're talking about stock trading, no.
Well, I think that means something to him, though. He needed to know who she was. And I think he discovered there were a couple more layers to her. The problem is she never really wants to have that. She just wants to talk about him and how she's obsessed with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not great. Now, this is a Golden Bachelor, season 1, episode 8. Fantasy Suites, y'all. Fantasy Suites. They're going to be off next week. And so the finale will be airing, I think, on the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be back in the country till the 1st. So we're planning on doing on Saturday, that 2nd. That's when we'll talk about the finale together and put it out that night. So it'll be like a day late. You'll be fine. I do want to remind people
we're doing it on Saturday. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Everyone will be forgotten about it.
It's true. I also want to remind people that don't message us and say, oh my God, the Facebook group was shut down. No, the holidays are here and there's some snoozing going on.
Yeah, to give our mods a break.
So,
because y'all post crazy, don't post crazy shit around.
God, we just got Zuckerberged. We got zucked for things that were posted in the group a year ago.
Yeah.
I know y'all think the group is overly moderated. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about because try working with Zuck.
Well, the problem is as soon as your group gets above 10,000 people, there are different laws, different rules. It's just that
so,
way.
Anyway, we still have a lot of fun in there. You just can't call people a bitch or say, I don't know, you can't say about a character on a show, I wish they would explode and die and then get the group flagged. Right, Poodle?
Yeah, you can't.
Since you're the one that wrote that and got us flagged.
As an administrator.
Jackie, she's like, why are we getting flagged? And we're like, of us are like, we don't know. We don't
know. Now I know to say unalive.
Unalive. Well, and then we're all scrambling. The mods are scrambling, y'all, which are mods. They're volunteer. They are wonderful, our mod squad. And we're all scrambling. And then we find the comment.
And it's me. And I think I said someone would I want to explode them into a different universe. I didn't say I wanted them dead.
You did say
Think I did use the word dead.
I think so.
And that's what got me flagged.
Anyway, we're gonna be closing over Thanksgiving or snoozing over Thanksgiving weekend, the new year as well. We'll remind you of these things, but coming this week there will be
also I'm starting a Z-Pack today for those who have been sending me well wishes.
Wait. So
the double virus turned into a chest infection.
Is this a triple virus now? Are we triple virus November?
No, it's a double virus that turned into something else. It morphed into it like a werewolf.
Well, I hope I didn't get it yesterday.
You can't get a chest infection from me. You know nothing.
Really be terrible. Once in a lifetime trip, I'm finally taking and I'm just sick in all of it.
No, your trip is going to be so basic. It's not going to be once in a lifetime, I promise.
It's once in a lifetime. All right.
You're going to go to, I can just see you now in Rome hitting every single tourist trap.
You don't know my life.
That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Oh, is this the Pizzi Palace? Okay. Can we go to the fountain? Okay. We're going to see that next.
Hopefully I don't get pickpocketed. We'll see. We'll see. I don't think we have any other.
Oh, there's the Spanish steps.
Como. Como se dice. Can't do that Spanish. Okay. Anything else that we want to talk to? So trip double vice. Y'all, reminding you this holiday season, Patreon doesn't allow you to do this, but you can give the gift to Supercast. Of RG
give
Plus.
Give the gift of RG Plus on
yes,
Supercast.
Give the gift of gay. So be sure to check that out. Also, I'll listen to, this is probably the last time I'll bring it up this week, but listen to my friend Laura Tremaine from Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Laura Tremaine.
You have to say that.
I don't know why. It's like, hello, my name is Laura. Laura Tremaine.
It's a beautiful name. And she's a beautiful, beautiful soul from Ardmore. 10 Things to Tell You is her podcast. There was talk about the Land Run and Land Run Day. We discussed it, which Poodle
about
still
how appalling it is.
We did actually talk about that.
Okay.
Anyway, we both had a Dr. Pepper and a good conversation. Check that out. Also, Smothered is coming in December.
Hashtag manifested.
Hashtag manifested. We're very excited. And yeah. All right. We saw some trailers. We're not going to cover it because we don't have time because y'all, Golden Bachelor is like this little slice of just beautiful key lime pie, whereas Bachelor is this ginormous Costco cake. We can't eat all that, so we're not going to be covering the Bachelor in January.
I've Costco cake's okay. You get, but you get past two pieces and no. Three. Maybe. Maybe two and a half.
Yeah. So anyway, but so thank you for taking. Now, if there's a Golden Bachelorette, I'm down.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm down.
It's just, yeah, it's too big of a behemoth.
Yeah.
Sometimes the dick is just too big.
Not actually familiar.
Yeah,
actually familiar.
You can't take a 10-incher all the time.
All the time, no. Speaking of dick, let's talk about it because it's Fantasy Suites. Gary,
he's giving him that golden dick.
Golden dick. Little did I know, I'm on the greatest adventure of my life. It does feel like, because it's Bachelor, they're really leaning into it. Does feel like that sometimes this is like an ad for an assisted living home that's really not that bad, or like a senior cruise that is just really selling that being old is great.
Or like a prostate cancer medication or something like that. Like, you can live longer.
Longer.
I can do anything I want to, and I can pee regularly.
And he's like, I'm down here with Leslie and Teresa. I love this. We can ask questions, and we can be physically intimate with each other. You know, they always put that eagle cry, like, anytime.
I think this was I think that was a toucan or something like that.
I enjoy that.
My prostate's the size of a grapefruit, but I can still walk.
Maybe you should have a bird on your shoulder, because I would love for you to, because you're really good at saying things and everyone just stares at you and people just kind of have to sit in the uncomfortableness.
And then the bird says it back. And the bird says it again.
I think, or the bird just called, you say like, yeah, kind of like reminds you of your dead mother, right?
I wish I could make that sound. My voice will not allow me today. I was trying to warm up.
I'm so glad you're soldiering through.
I'm not fully me without my falsetto or without the screech in my voice.
Oh, and I wrote a commercial for you to do later, and you have to sing in it.
Uh-oh.
Gypsy at that.
Well, I guess it's going to be like this. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, they hear it from the people of the town.
No, I'm talking about Gypsy Rosalie. You got to sing some.
Oh, that's hurtful. I know, I'm not in my best voice. Can I sing the Cher Christmas song instead?
Christmas is my favorite song.
No, it's DJ play a Christmas song.
Yeah, I don't know it yet. I'm going to have to learn it on the plane.
It's interesting. When I played it, you said, I don't know it yet, but it didn't stop you from singing along.
Oh, yes. When music inspires me, I'll just start singing to it and not know the words.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's unfortunate. And I'm just like trying to hear Cher, and you're just screaming.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's get into this. We cold open when Leslie wants to ask the hard questions. When's the last time you had sex?
By myself?
Jesus.
Boy.
Sure. This is ABC.
This is I know it is crazy for him to see that, and then the first commercial they show is Disney's Wish with Ariana DeBose.
I'm gonna say, I'm glad I watched it too with fast forwarding through. There is a disjunction. I'm not being a prude here, but there is a disjunction between constant Disney programming that we're being fed and The Bachelor. There's something about it. I bet it's even better with Bachelor in Paradise, where someone's like, oh my God, I just came. I haven't had anything like that since my last pap smear. From Disney, this next creator. Yeah. There is something weird about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walt Disney's just like spinning in that grave. His head's
not there. Yeah, the head's still frozen somewhere.
Just quoting Nazis.
I think it's on Main Street somewhere. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe Elon Musk bought it.
I could see that. So, y'all, we're in Costa Rica, and the richest coast. And
oh my God, that's what that means. Costa Rica. I never even thought about that. Rich coast. And it is. It's so rich.
In, yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Way to stop the show. Jerry is in his best resort wear. And Jesse is like, what does fantasy suites means to you? And I like it how Gary just went, you know what? What's wrong, Jesse? You don't think people my age knock boots when your parents come down the stairs after that special time that they do three times a year? Don't they have that special spring in their step?
It's nice to see Jesse go TMI, TMI.
And Jesse's soul leaves his body because he has to think of his parents fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, they've all done it, y'all.
Fran, Mother Poodle, could you pull on my dick? Cough. I have to do everything in here.
God, I can't. I don't have any arm strength after hold muffin all day.
So we're talking about. He's like, I want to talk without filters, have pillow talk.
I love that idea. And now I already feel like he's going to choose Leslie because he says immediately, he's like, with Leslie, it's raw emotions. But with Teresa, I feel safe and calm. I don't think he's going to want to, I don't. So I feel like she is, Leslie to me is such the front runner in this, but maybe I'm wrong.
100%. Yeah.
So, and Jesse asks him, how important is intimacy? And Gary says, well, what is intimacy to you when you say that? And Jesse goes,
you know, like when two people love each other very much and they like, want to have a baby and like
he becomes 5 years old.
And two people love each other very much. Then they do a little horizontal dance and the stork brings them a baby.
Mm-hmm. And that stork flies down and says, with his pointed, with his one of his feathers in the air, I'm bringing you this baby because you're raw dogged. You're raw dogged in Costa Rica, but you're still Americans.
And if you don't want it, I can sell it.
I can sell
it. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Okay, so let's talk about Leslie. Leslie runs up to him. He's like, you look awesome. They are rappelling down a waterfall, and she is nervous about it.
She literally jumps into his arms.
She does jump into his arms.
He also has not said I-L-Y to Teresa.
Oh, I forgot about that. I thought he did.
I don't think he has in so many words.
Yeah.
She's like, I love you. I love you so much. I think we're going to have the best life together. And he's like, thank you for saying that.
It makes me wonder, but it has to just be the location because he did say, I love you to Faith. So why wouldn't you choose the two women you said, I love you to?
I don't know.
It's just because he didn't want to live near
He did not want to have to visit the horse grave. Yeah. Bi-weekly.
I get that. I get that.
Again, a lot of y'all were like me, and the whole episode last time, all you could think of is, why can't you just dig up the horse?
Yeah, that's poods for you.
I wasn't the only one. That's what I'm saying. Other people were preoccupied with exhuming the horse's corpse. Horse's corpse.
A horse is a corpse of corpse of course. <That isn't. laughs>
You could dig up that horse, cremate it, take it anywhere you wanted.
I'm about to spray my protection spray and tell you we got to move on.
Anyway, we're repelling.
It's a metaphor, y'all. Do you get it? I mean, it was real subtle. Let me tell you the metaphor of her rappelling down the waterfall.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever rappelled?
No, I bet it's hard.
It's hard. You have to use it's less scary than you would think because you're attached to a rope.
Mm-hmm.
The only fear is, will that rope break?
Where did you do it?
This was in, you know where I did it? In Chile.
Oh, your family.
When I was down there. Yeah. And it was really cool.
And how do you get back up?
Well, that's the least fun part of it.
Do you have to climb back up?
No, you're usually, you like someone you will let you out
down
up
and
there,
then
and then they'll
somewhere.
Come get you.
Ah.
Yeah. We okay. didn't, unfortunately, I did not, when I rappelled, I did not sit in a tropical lagoon.
No, boy, you couldn't hear what you were saying at all.
You know what I've got to say? Leslie, when she doesn't wear that awful metallic makeup, she looks so much more beautiful.
She looks much better.
It's something that makeup cheapens her.
It looks like she's trying to be middle school.
Yeah. And that was one of the reasons. And now that she's not wearing it anymore at this point in the show, I'm like, she's the biggest stunner on the show. But that mm-hmm. makeup really threw me off. It was mm-hmm. trying too hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it was trying. I felt like she was trying to make herself look younger, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's very nervous. But Gary is like, he is, you know, just cheerleading her on. I'm so proud of you. And
he kisses her on the cliffs when she does it.
You gotta get down there. And he's like, now we have a story to tell.
And anyway, he gets in there and literally when he Frenches somebody, that tongue is just exploring.
Well, I didn't even notice that.
I notice every time he kisses somebody.
I guess he has a golden tongue.
I think I'd like to fuck him. I'm going to say that now. But
it only took 8 episodes and here we are.
Here's why. I have a reason. I'd like to corrupt him with some crazy shit to see what he's and just to go,
you would fuck him.
I'd fuck him. I'd totally fuck him. I'd meet him like late at night at that Costa Rican bar, wearing a little black dress, just smoking my cigarette. And just saying, come here often.
No, I'm actually down here filming for a show.
Well, come on back to my house. I can show you some real good stuff.
They're filming me right now.
Bring the camera crew. I don't care. I haven't done it in a while, but why not?
Wow. Costa Rica poods.
You know this is going to be $100, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that night they're having dinner and Gary says, I want to make sure I'm not unbiased. I want to make sure she knows about this life. And he asked her, he said, you know, you haven't really asked me any of the hard questions, which that's a little bit of a red flag, I would think. And that's when she said, when's the last time you had sex?
She doesn't want him to ask her the hard questions.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Y'all, I promise you, her love life has been a fucking mess.
I mean, he's going to choose her.
So has mine. But I guarantee you she's worried about being. And Teresa, on the other hand, has the opposite problem. I think Teresa's trying to curate an image of herself. And Leslie is trying the same thing, but it's mostly about that he's going to find out she's a mess.
Well, I also think that they're operating. Teresa is trying to get back something she had. Leslie is trying to get something she's never had.
Ooh, that's a good point.
And so I think, but it so they're having this dinner and Gary says, like, how would you think you would like our life to look? Where would we live and where? And Leslie basically says, I love you. I want to be with you. I think we can figure it out. And she says, you know, I've never had death do us part. Because she's been married three times,
two times before.
So it does make you wonder,
I guarantee
though,
you, she was close another time, too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it makes you wonder, though, like,
Leslie, will you marry me?
Oh, God. Dude, that cold medicine kicked in and you're, is.
I want to be your lover.
You wonder, though, is she cut out for the commitment of it? Like, is that going to be a red flag for Gare?
I think it's Leslie for the reason that I think he thinks Teresa is just too involved in her family.
Yeah.
He can't move there.
No.
She's over at that family's house every day.
Every day. And so...
Mom said that grandma's lonely.
Lonely. So Leslie said she's not afraid of commitment. And she says, but she actually makes a good point. She says, I don't know what death do us part looks like, but you do. And so I trust you. And Jesse
with
gives
my late wife, Tony.
Jesse gives him the fantasy suite letter. And he's like, are you in? And she says, I'm in.
And Gary, I'll be in soon.
Wow. And he's remembering Trista's advice that, and he said, and he said, talked about, said what Trista said, and he looked at her and said, and I think you're the one that I can't live without.
I'm kind of shocked that he said that.
I'm surprised they put it in.
A lot of the other bachelors really hedge their bets here.
Well, as Game of Roses would say, a lot of the other bachelors, they play the game.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're actually playing game. Then we have a little bit of thermostat debate as they're going to bed.
Is it 80, 70, or 69?
That's what she said. And next morning, y'all, that was a great shot that the thermostat was at 69 degrees. And
there was a moment where they said how long it's been since they've been with someone. And oh, yeah. Leslie said, it's been about a year.
Say 6 months.
I don't know how I would answer that. Like, how long has it been since you've been with someone? There's not a good answer.
Yeah, Jake would be like, 2 weeks?
No, you always add a month. You always, yeah, or at least another week in there.
No, you would lie bold face. You would look and say, 5 years.
Yeah, it's been a long dry spell.
Just been working on me.
So let's go work on you.
So they wake up the next morning. Gary said, that was not enough sleep. And he reminds us, he's like, you know, people want to know all the details, but that's none of their fucking
business. Fucking business.
He says the F word, and that kind of made me.
Turn me on.
Oh, God.
So, he says the relationship is significantly improved, and Leslie says he's like an old shoe. Comfortable, fits well.
That means he has boyfriend dick. That means Poodle was right about his dick.
It's boyfriend dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a dick that can last a lifetime.
I guess she just combed through the entrails and found it, like you talked about.
Combed what?
Combed through, because you said there was going to be a lot of hair.
Oh, she combed through the
tendril,
the savanna.
Yeah.
The savanna of pubic hair.
Ah, they found that bird in there. That's where that noise was coming from.
And on the flip side, it's white on the balls. So she's having to really get in there, find the mark like Damien.
Wow.
The coldness is kicking in.
Yeah, it is. So Gary, he's like, they said goodbye to her. And he said, I'll miss you until I see you. It's just so black and white different between his date with her versus
agree.
With Teresa.
And I wonder if we're missing something.
If he picks a Teresa, picks Teresa,
Teresa,
it's a failure in storytelling.
So next time, I have to ask you.
Ma'am, yes.
Why don't I like her hair? I've never liked it.
Teresa?
Teresa.
I think it's dyed a little too dark. Remember, y'all, as we mature, it's better to go lighter. Looks more natural. Also, I think she has really thick hair.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it gets, especially down there, it gets kind of big and frizzy. She needs to get a keratin treatment like I just got.
It's the middle part that
bothers
me.
She reminds me, I have a friend back in Ardmore. She used to work at the Buckle, who kind of sometimes when you have really full hair, y'all, a middle part isn't your best friend because you end up looking like
she's too symmetrical.
It's too symmetrical, but also it ends up being so big. You look like what's his name that played the original Sweeney Todd wig?
Lynn Carayou?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you doing a middle part?
Yeah, but my hair is not big and boofy. I just had a keratin treatment.
Anyway, yeah, you talked about
not in the middle part. I'm just left of middle. Just so you know.
Fascinating.
Little detail for people out there.
No one gives a shit.
They don't.
So they're riding horses, and he's extremely quiet.
He is.
I think it's just that he's in his head. And then she starts in, and she has this habit of, like, as soon as he's about to finish saying something, she kind of overlaps.
Mm.
Like, let me give you an example. Say something to me.
Today, you are going to get on a plane and fly.
You know what? That's what I said. Keep going. No,
today you're going to get on a plane and fly to Hawaii. You're going to need to.
I know.
Fuck a lot of Hawaiian men.
You know, I've always thought that
many islands.
It's
you might get a cursed tiki doll. Like Greg Brady and have bad luck and end up in a cave.
And she's not interrupting him per se. But she's dovetailing in a way.
It's a dovetail. That's a good word for it.
It would get on my nerves. And she says things like, you have to know how much I care about you, how much I love you. I can picture holidays. I can picture blah, blah, blah. My family loves you. And I went, this is a total turnoff.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Especially because Gary says, I'm looking at Teresa and I think she's the ideal woman, but I'm thinking, I wonder what Leslie's doing after rocking my clock last night.
Because y'all, Leslie knows what she's doing horizontal.
Leslie sealed the deal, y'all.
I could learn some things with Leslie.
She did her own raspberry parade.
Beret.
Oh, yeah, but I always thought it said parade. I always sang it wrong until, like, I didn't know that song was Raspberry Beret until, like, 10 years ago.
It makes no sense to say she wore a raspberry parade.
What was it? What did I think the lyrics?
She was a raspberry parade?
She was a raspberry parade, yeah.
That makes about as much sense, too.
She was a raspberry parade. Makes sense.
It's really close, though. I have to say, that's one of your closest approximations.
It would be like, have you seen? I listened to a little bit last night of Andre 3000's new album. Have you heard about that?
I have heard there's a new one out and people are loving it.
I liked it. It's very different, but the names of the what are the names of the songs on the album? Oh my gosh. Why don't you load? You were just here. Oh, load you phone. Sorry. The name. You know what? And so the names of the songs are, I swear I really wanted to make a rap album. That's track one. track seven is Ants to You, Gods to Who. And I also
he always has been like that with there's a sense of like whimsy.
Yes, there's another track called That Night in Hawaii When I Turned into a Panther and Started. Hold on, I'm waiting for the thing. That Night in Hawaii When I Turned into a Panther and Started Making These Low Register Purring.
Wow.
tones.
I need to listen to that.
Anyway.
So
he's hot.
He is hot.
He's hot. Erykah Badu's got his baby.
But we need to continue. Yeah, I think your cold medicine's kicking in on me.
So we're at dinner. He basically says about Teresa, we're not moving forward. There's no new ground here. And then he basically says, but I'm tasking myself with recommitting to Teresa. And he talks about career for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if he's had a full date with her since that horrible diner thing with those theater kids who tried too hard.
Oh, God.
And he barely remembers it because he was terrified of getting there.
Right. Because they basically sent him in a car with no headlights.
Yes. Not basically. They did
that.
She's
like, I do securities and investments. And that's when she tells the story about basically how she fell into being the Wolf of Wall Street. I'm sure this happens, but it doesn't happen that often.
I don't think you know what you're talking about. You know nothing about stocks.
I know. I know.
It's not like you're Susie Orman.
Roth IRA. People.
Oh, didn't know she's here. Susie, do you think this is a normal way to get into trading?
No one is going to handle your money for you. My wife and I own several pieces of large property in Palm Springs. We got that through hard work and inheritance.
Good for Susie Orman.
Wealth will come to you if you work for it and if you plan.
All right. I think we get distracted talking about Teresa because we're just kind of bored with Teresa. I never really liked her. We get off on tangents.
I don't think most of the internet does either.
No.
And here's the thing.
I don't dislike her.
I think she's probably a nice person. I just think she generates an image that seems like she's trying too hard and she's a little fake. And sometimes people who are even authentic people in real life can, on camera, they can work too hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She just takes it so seriously.
Yeah.
We never see her laugh at herself, really anything like that. So
she did say, I had basically given up dating. My daughter made me fill out this application. And now I know why I didn't give up. And now I know why I didn't find anyone. Because I found you. And she's like, it was fate. Y'all, there's a weird desperation that comes when you start talking about fate. I don't know. It feels, especially when it's in The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put that on the bingo card.
Because y'all, this is, fate has nothing to do with the fucking Bachelor.
No, it does not. The producers of ABC do.
I wrote down, yikes.
Yikes. And Gary says, I have no idea how responsible you are. Yeah, you've made me decide that I want to do this. And he said, and she's like, yeah, basically says she hasn't been anyone since his husband. So she wants to go to the overnight. So
do you talk to Billy like I talk to Tony?
Every day. And I told him I was going to fuck you. And he said, get on that dick, Teresa. Ride that cock.
Wow. Wow. Y'all, family show. That's what we are. Y'all, we're going to take a commercial break from our sponsor, the new Disney movie Wish. We'll be right back.
Mom.
mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Great for your 3-year old.
who is
just staring at the screen, and they it'll be great for your 3-year old to watch over and over again.
Maybe your nephews will want to go see that, though. Maybe you
I would
take
see
them.
That. I would see
Ariana
that.
Ariana DeBose is getting really good reviews in it. People say that she's great.
I'm sure she's great. I would see that more than Trolls 3 or whatever the fuck it is. Do they put one of those movies out every fucking year? Doesn't it feel that way?
It does to you.
Like, I swear to God, there should be 10 of them by now.
There should be, yeah.
I guess there's a market for it.
Yes. Weirdly, I don't see troll dolls everywhere like I used to.
You know what's, you know, I mentioned like your 3-year-old or 4-year-old would watch a Disney movie over and over and over again. I don't remember us doing that as kids.
So Gary,
no, but seriously. Because, you know, children will watch the same movie over and over again. Like, my niece and nephews do that all the time. Put Frozen on.
Yeah, I watched a lot of the same movies.
Did you?
Like Robin Hood, I would watch over and over. Disney's Bedknobs and Broomsticks, I would watch over and over.
I never did that.
Candleshoe with Jodie Foster, I'd watch that over.
I needed to watch different things. Why would you watch it over and over?
I think for kids, it's when they just, it's a comfort thing. You just want to be soothed.
Now, so. I'd do repeat viewings, but I wouldn't watch them over and over.
I guess what you're saying, like, I wouldn't watch them like some people watch the same movie every day and stuff like that. No, not that.
Wait. Some people do that?
I bet some people's kids like watch Frozen or something every other day or every day. I would watch like once every like 4 or 5 months, I would watch The Wizard of Oz again.
Yeah.
I would do that.
I think that's fine if you're paying attention, but I think a lot of children and maybe some adults, they're watching things within the background and they check out, and it's kind of a distraction, but you can check in to see your favorite things.
I've never been into distraction. That's kind of one reason why I got interested in filmmaking and all of that. I would watch movies, and I even at a young age, I would notice the lighting, the sets, the cost. Like, I would notice that those kind of things the more
How'd
I watched
How'd that work
it.
Out?
Great. Well, I live in Hollywood making my business from it, so I think good.
I think I was talking about filmmaking.
Oh, well, that's not bad. I've had more of a career than most. It's not a lot, but it's my little piece of heaven.
But I'm talking about, you were saying acting, but you were saying filmmaking. You could say
I mean, like, just seeing the process of it. I've never wanted to make films, no.
That's why I asked you. I said, yeah. I didn't know you were such an auteur.
No, I don't want to make films. No.
So the next, basically.
They fuck. She goes with him that night. That's what's next.
We don't know. So, I think it was very obvious Leslie and he fucked.
I actually don't think he and Teresa fucked.
I think it was interesting.
I wrote down, he doesn't kiss her like Leslie. And then I said, commenting on what I just wrote, what a fucking crazy thing to write. Like, I had the reaction to my own observation. Like, he doesn't kiss her like he kisses Leslie.
So and then I went, use that tongue.
I need to stay back and just like take some steps back.
You're getting invested.
I am invested.
He does say, how funny how 24 hours makes such a difference. And Teresa says, last night was eye-opening, and he saw a side of me I didn't know. And they're kind of kissing, and Gary said, okay, we got grandkids watching.
Yeah, and then Teresa's like, I love you. And then we have a weird kind of moment. He's like, last night, I told her I loved her. But did you tell her you loved her when she was slobbing on your knob?
I love you.
Because when the Benny Hill theme plays, I'll say anything. Because that's what's in my head when I'm orgasming.
We know, yeah. We know. Next week looks very dramatic. So you see Gary, he's like saying, I'm dying inside. This is more pain, almost more painful than when my wife died. And I wanted to think, Gary, I think we need to process that a little bit.
Agree.
But it's gonna be a dramatic finale, y'all. Mark our words, a very dramatic finale. So
I'm excited. I don't see how there's any way Teresa is chosen, but we'll see.
And I know I hope I don't get spoiled. Please don't text worried? Me who won.
Okay. I will. I just heard, please text me who won.
Y'all, that's the show. That's your Golden Bag. One more episode, episode 9. We'll see you in 2 weeks. We'll be there. In the meantime, y'all. In the meantime, everybody. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Or wherever. And just know, remember, we're asking you again. Will you accept our rosebuds?
Oh, no,
we're stopping.
I mean, Teresa.